So your daughter says you've been on America's Most Wanted. No, I'm just kidding. What's your name?
My name's Maureen Lees.
And Maureen, you're a voter here in San Francisco. Why don't you give us a quick reaction to the elections last night and what's up with that?
I have not heard all the results. Now, I understand that the Davis won. I'm disappointed about that. I wanted Simon to win. And the reason I'm disappointed with Davis is because he will not let these women out of prison that have been serving years and years of prison time for having killed their husbands, not even looking in 1 minute at the 20 and 15 years of a horrible battering abuse that they suffered before they murdered their husbands. That's the main reason I did not vote for Davis. So I'm disappointed that he won. I'm very happy that I can't remember the number of the amendment or whatever. Yeah, where the homeless will be given. Right, that passed. I'm very, very happy that that passed because I see the homeless people going out. I live in the Mission and taking their checks on the first, blowing it on drugs, and then the rest of the month they're begging us for food on the street and money. Yeah. And I can't remember any of the others that made it, but those were the two key ones for me. There was others that I cared about, but right now my brain is not.
So it was important for you to get out and vote then?
Yes, it was very important for me to get out and vote. You know, and it was important for me. I got up at 7 in the morning. I was there one of the first because I knew I was going to have a very busy day. My daughter was coming in from out of state, and I just had to put that out of the way before that happened. Yeah, it's really important.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen. And I'm with Christy Myrie, and she's going to tell us why she didn't vote last night.
I didn't vote last night because I don't believe in all that stuff. And I think that Bush is bad, and I'm a Democrat, so that's why I didn't vote.
Thanks, Christy. All right, I'm with Donald, and he's going to give us his reaction to what happened with the elections and, like, voting in general here in San Francisco.
Really, to me, it really don't matter, you know what I'm saying? The real, we just need to get together and just, you know what I'm saying, just live in peace. And all that don't matter, you know what I'm saying? That's why I just...
So now we have a bunch of Republicans that are in the House and the Senate, and, you know, so Bush has basically got, like, a tag team that is going to help him carry out his evil agenda for America, you know, and we've got a city that passed the Care Not Cash initiative, basically taking away all kinds of GA from homeless people here in San Francisco. I mean, what the hell's going on with the world right now? How can we achieve what you're talking about?
Well, shoot, everybody got to be on the same page, you feel me? So, I mean, until we get on the same page, that's when everything gonna change, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, right now, their president is running the world, you feel me? The president, you know what I'm saying? The money, you feel me? That's how I look at it, so, you know what I'm saying? It could get deeper than that, but, you know what I'm saying? All that voting and how much money, cutting checks, all that, though, you know what I'm saying? It's just all about money, you know what I'm saying?
So if we all need to come together, what do you think people should do? I mean, how should they react to this? Like, should people be out in the streets? Like, we need to have some riots out of the city.
I mean, I'll say like this. They could, like, pay for the street. I mean, down here, they don't even pay for the streets getting fixed or nothing. But I'm saying they could, you know what I'm saying? Money is like, it could be, everything could be free. But in the way, they don't want it to be free. They want, you know what I'm saying, the dead presidents to have their little fame and, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. You feel me? So, it's like, it'll never be right until we make it right. You know what I'm saying? Until everybody just get up. I mean, you could work. You know what I'm saying? Work. Get up and work. But you don't have to work to pay no bill. You feel me? So, you know what I'm saying?
Donald says make it right. Make it right. And I'm here with Precious, and she's going to tell us why she didn't vote yesterday. And I don't know what her feelings are about the whole process of elections here in America.
Honestly, I didn't vote because I didn't have the time, and I feel like it wasn't necessarily, I'm not going to say pointless, but it's not, you know, serving its purpose like it should, and I think that the government is more interested in gaining money instead of the people's prosperity and the people's, you know what I'm saying, well-being, and the whole issue with them cutting the homeless checks in half or whatever they were doing with that, think that's kind of ridiculous. That's going to extreme measures when you have situations like war and all this other things going on and they're worried about money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But in the long run, it's like nobody's going to have any money if we go into war and, you know, everything is destroyed. I mean, what's going to be left? I mean, I don't know.
I think you're right, Precious.